And we are back with another episode of the podcast presented by Simple Math Matrix. It's your boy, Mr. AKA Superall 357, best known as Prince Godbody, and I'm joined by
the God, King Hoopla.
And this week, we are going to start off on our sad note, as always. We're going to start off with a hometown, home state, rest in peace, and that goes out to Magoo from the Basement Crew. If you're not familiar, Magoo was one of the artists that worked with Timbaland, Missy, Aaliyah. If you don't know him at all, your first thing that would come to mind that you would definitely know is Love to Love You, which is one of Timbaland's and Magoo's first hits.
Like, first hits, is, yeah.
Duo, you know what I'm saying?
That's when they had Missy, if I'm not mistaken. Missy Elliott was actually a singer in the group.
He gave her the nickname Misdemeanor.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He is definitely a Virginia legend.
Yeah, 757 legend for a fact.
The basis for Virginia, one of the basis for Virginia Sound.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He definitely went on the radar because he never was, I guess, as nationally popular as Timbaland or Missy.
Yeah.
And a lot of people did consider like his style of rhyming weird for what it was mainstream. But you can't really name somebody damn, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Damn near can't name anybody, I mean, you know what I'm saying, better.
That came out of Virginia, That had that much, and that has an influence on it. An underground influence, like, you know what I mean? Like, one of those people, and I don't want to make comparisons because I don't want to compare nobody else. Like, but it's almost like how, like, people just almost always talk about Pharrell when it comes to NERD.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When you got Chad and Hugo, who literally are like the flesh and bones.
Yeah,
and, you know what I'm saying? Especially Chad. You know what I mean?
That type of thing, exactly.
Exactly. So it's definitely a hurt loss to the culture of Virginia and the culture of music, too, because that's part of hip-hop. He's part of hip-hop. You know what I'm saying?
Hip-hop exactly, studios,
so it's actually one of those.
Especially when hip-hop started to get popular among the masses.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that sound that Virginia was coming out of Virginia, I mean, it was ahead of its time, and that's why it kind of took over pop more than rap, but look at it now.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And that's even bigger in itself, because especially when you say something like that, because you look at how people and Virginia artists, like, now they're trying to get out, they always talk about Virginia rap, and we never had anything, but we had shit, you know what I'm saying? We had stuff 20 years ago, even though it's not the most recent knowledge of our time, because all of us babies and stuff by then, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But, I mean, we got our history here, like, we have a staple in hip-hop and rap and just in the culture of music in general, you know what I mean? So, and Magoo is one of those people that helped put a stake in that, so rest in peace to him for a fact.
Yeah, exactly. Another big rest in peace we want to give is to Clarence Avant, who is more well known as the Black Godfather.
For real.
If you're unfamiliar with Clarence Avant, you're not really.
You're not familiar with who he, his talent.
Yeah, are you not? He's one of those 6 degrees of separation people, you know what I'm saying? He's connected to everybody. Clarence Avant is somebody who's had his hands in the careers of people from Bill Withers to Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? He's one of those people that has constantly been around for the Black community and been able to put them in higher positions, whether it be through entertainment, sports, politics.
Yeah.
He got Jim Brown acting.
Mm-hmm.
He started the first joint venture with major American artists and a major record label with MGM, with Venture Records.
Yeah.
And they broke a bunch. They had a bunch of number one hits from that.
Mm-hmm.
His reach is one of those that's insurmountable.
Yeah. He's like one of them people that, like, he has to be known. He has to be known, but he's also one of the people that didn't have to be known.
He didn't have to be in the forefront.
Exactly.
But he was definitely somebody you needed to know.
What he was doing for our people and the reason why Black people are the culture, you know what I'm saying? Or the entertainment, or like every entertainment, any big thing, like, it can all be stemmed back from him doing what he had to do to put those artists on.
Even as late as consulting and meeting with the Obamas.
Yeah, exactly.
He's always had this pool. The respect that Clarence Avant has is beyond deserved because of when we say he didn't just guide the culture, he made sure it happened.
Mm-hmm.
And the same way that people talk about Jay-Z doing things behind the scenes, make that tenfold, and that's Clarence Avant.
And make that stretch over 60 years.
60 years.
Yeah, make that stretch over 60
years. Of multiple
years.
Fields.
Exactly. Of the whole land. He literally set the field. Yeah. He literally made the map. He broke the map. He made the map for everybody.
Yeah.
Now, I made the map. Y'all got to find where everything's at now. Y'all got to pick it all out yourself.
And
y'all,
he still was guiding you along. He still was getting you along.
Like, you know what I mean? Like a good RPG.
Yeah, it's one of those figures that, like, you, we have the Netflix documentary, the Black Godfather documentary. And that's kind of the only telling of the story, I guess we'll say. But that only scratches the surface to a degree.
Yeah. Well, I still haven't seen it. I still need to watch it. I ain't gonna hold
it. Oh, yeah. I told you to watch it.
And that's why it made me sick. I hate when stuff kind of happens like this. Because when I know I was supposed to watch that earlier, but now I'm supposed to watch it now.
Yeah.
That is the reason. Because I had in my queue for the longest. But still, yeah. I did know little bits and pieces about him. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he took over. He took over Motown after Quincy Jones.
So, right. Yeah. He pretty much birthed Quincy Jones. Is it all? Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's one of those behind the scenes funding it, getting it going, giving advice. He was a philanthropist, mentor. He was everything you needed to succeed if he believed in you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's one thing that hopefully people will see with his passing is that that's what we need in our community.
Yeah. We need somebody that doesn't want to be in front. Exactly. But that can move everything from behind the scenes. Like, you don't got to be in the front to do the work. Most of the time, the person that's really in the trenches doing the work, that's the one that's in the background.
Yep.
Making sure it all shines for the dude that's up front.
To make sure it all happens.
Yeah, exactly.
So. And that was Clarence Avon. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
And we need people. We need more people like that nowadays. You know what I'm saying? Well, maybe we already have them. We just don't know. They're in the shadows.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe they're doing it correctly.
Exactly. The whole time.
I mean, because if anything, Clarence Avon has probably reached out to those people. Had
hell that yeah, yeah.
Had the same conversation. Yeah, yeah. Being conjectural. I don't know.
You're the one with the big words.
My bad. Yeah, I fucked up. I stumbled right there. But I do want to end up in this segment saying, rest in peace to both Magoo and Clarence Avon.
Yes.
We lost two huge members of the black community. Yeah. Black music community, to be even more specific.
That
want
too.
To do that.
Or just in the culture.
Yeah,
you
know what I'm saying? Exactly.
Because like you just said, Clarence Avon stretches way beyond music, to be honest.
Yeah,
so
yeah, exactly.
We can say that. Damn.
So there was another RIP that supposedly happened that didn't really happen. You want to give the basis to this?
I mean, so what was it? I don't know.
Last week.
Old internet star, I could say, because you ain't heard of her since this. Internet star Lil Tay was pronounced dead, her and her brother. For 24 hours, I would say 24 and a half hours.
Yeah, something like that. Hours.
And until somebody was trying to figure out where did all this info come from. Nobody had any basis of anything about her death. But
yeah,
come
it was
to
just
find
a
out,
post on Instagram.
It was a lie.
It was a hoax. Somebody hacked into her Instagram.
Yep.
And proclaimed a 14-year-old girl dead.
Yeah. And people believe it.
I mean, that's...
I mean, of course people believe it. Yeah, of course people are going to believe it. That's the thing. I'm saying, like, people believe it. Like, all right.
Even TMZ fell for it.
Everybody fell for it.
But, yeah, my question is, why would somebody do that? I'm not saying she's dead. I think she's totally alive.
Yeah, she's dead. No, it's confirmed that she's alive. Yeah. TMZ has the real story now. She's alive.
Why the fuck would you do that? Why would somebody hack your account to do that?
I don't know, but there's been plenty of times where people have hacked somebody's account, or people, like, fake death hoax have been a thing.
Oh, no. See, usually it's not the person's account.
Yeah, it's not the person's account that does it. Yeah, that's the crazy part. But I guess it could make sense because she's a 14-year-old, and I don't know. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. People are weird. I don't really understand. What do you gain from that?
Nothing.
An old internet star. Let me go a little deep on this.
All right, go ahead.
Old motherfuckers thinking they can just talk. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm about to go on something else. I'm about to go on a whole other tangent. My bad. I'm not even drinking. I'm fucked up.
Yeah.
But, why would you want to do it to an old internet star?
Why would you want to do that
to a little kid at that?
I don't know. This was the weirdest thing we've seen in a minute.
Yeah.
Because people start making up stories about the dad.
Yeah,
making him kill themselves. Mm-hmm. Like, what the fuck? Yeah, that shit got out of hand.
I don't know, man.
It's kind of been
a weird week on the internet. Now we're talking about it in retrospect.
What else weird? Well, yeah, I guess. What else weird has happened?
The Michael Harris. I don't know. I know that's later.
Michael, but we can go right now.
Because that's a lie too, in and of itself.
Yeah, that's true too. Yeah, no, that's a whole conversation.
Yeah.
Henry Ruggs got sentenced 3 to 10.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
Well, he hasn't been sentenced yet.
I mean, he got.
He has a possibility of getting 3, the minimum, and 10, the maximum.
Oh, okay, yeah, fair enough, yeah. How many do you think he's going to do?
5.
Yeah, he already.
He's done a year and a half or 2.
He'll probably do 6 with 2 serves.
6, 10 serve, yeah, 2 serve. He still has a little bit of.
Maybe 8 with 2 serve, and have to do 6.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's still going to get out when he's fairly young because he was.
Football career is over.
Oh, yeah, football
he's
career
gonna
is
be,
definitely over.
He's going to be a motivational speaker from here on
out. Yeah, yeah. Football career is definitely
yeah,
over.
Yeah, it's done.
Definitely over. There's nothing to say about that, though.
Yeah, I mean, it was a dumb decision. You got a stupid decision. What do you say? Yeah. Stupid decision?
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like Melly Mel putting out that diss track.
Yeah, like that was, ah. Oh, that's
so, for the 50th anniversary of hip-hop, it seemed like everybody, for once, was going to get along for the sake of getting along.
For hip-hop.
Fucking 50 had even bought out Fat Joe at a show.
I didn't know that. Like, oh, yeah, I did see that.
Everybody's
yeah.
been getting along for the sake of the 50th anniversary of hip-hop.
We got a Ja Rule in 50.
That would be crazy. But except for everybody except for Melly Mel.
Yeah.
Melly Mel decides to release a diss track against Eminem that it was one, why, and two, why? You know what I'm saying? Like it.
And 3, come on, bro.
Yeah,
come on, bro.
Much.
Come on, bro.
And everybody, nobody thought that shit was hot.
Nobody entertained it. I don't even know if I've seen anybody else talk about it.
Dave, what did you think about
it? I listened to the first minute of it, and I realized niggas in the 80s, they can, I'm pretty sure there's only probably about 3 motherfuckers I could name off rip on hand that could probably still almost keep up with these young cats, or like some young spitters that are actually spitting.
Yeah.
KRS-One.
Yeah.
Fuck. I just had the fucking name in my head. Damn. Look.
Rakim.
I wouldn't say Kane, but Kane could probably spit some shit. Because he still got breath count. He got
breath
count. So yeah,
Kane
probably. And I'd probably say like Chuck D.
Chuck D? Yeah.
Chuck D.
Yeah. I agree with
like
that.
Probably like 4.
List.
That's like the only 4.
I agree with that.
And
list.
Ice Cube.
You don't think LL?
No. No, I think he's way. No, I don't know, because LL dropped the album like 15 years ago now. He dropped the album. He did drop an album in 2000.
Yeah, that's
and he did
true.
Have
that's
a song. He did have a hit on that
yeah,
bitch.
That's
I ain't gonna lie.
True.
LL probably could drop a song.
So pretty much anybody but Melly Mel could.
No, anybody from the breaks should not be dropping no songs.
What gets me?
You gotta think, all those beats were only on like a certain tempo.
Well, all right. Is it the subject matter or him cutting the track? Is it him?
I didn't listen to the whole. I'm sorry, I didn't get to the whole track.
Is
I only
it
got
him
to
dissing Eminem and Eminem not even responding?
Well, Eminem. All right, this is what like. I don't want to say the Eminem part for like the other side of it, because Eminem, him going to Eminem is just kind of like, why? Like,
yeah,
he just picked the most random motherfucker. Like, Eric, and the thing
he's
about
white. That's why he picked him.
But everybody knows M's pen is actually one of them.
Well, of course,
yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But we know why he picked. You know why he picked Eminem.
There's a whole bunch of white rappers he could have picked.
Like who?
Fucking Mark Wahlberg. Yeah, Vanilla true. Ice.
Shit, but they're not relevant.
Logic.
He's trying to draw some views or something.
Eminem hasn't been relevant.
Shit, that, yeah, that's true.
Eminem hasn't been relevant.
That's true. I guess he's the most relevant white rapper.
Well,
ever.
Actually, he did come out with Terrence Crawford. So, I mean, yeah. he has been seen
and
the last
the most,
30 days.
To give it to him, he's the most relevant white rapper ever.
But he's the best.
I don't think that's true.
Who do you think's the best?
Paul Wall.
I know we are.
Yeah, Paul Wall's definitely
the
best
white
rapper
come
all time.
One, but I just want to say that. But, yeah, that was stupid. Like, no, you got to think, nobody with actual, like, lyrical credit, you know what I'm saying?
Credentials.
Oh, credentials. Thank you. Oh, my there Lord, that shit was beating my ass.
There you go.
With lyrical credentials has actually called him out and actually have actually battled him on wax.
In years, at least.
Who else? Who has? Somebody had put out, somebody I was talking to.
ICP.
Insane Clown Posse?
Yeah, Mariah Carey.
I'm talking about with bars. No, Mariah Carey dropped a I know. But yeah, I'm going to say yeah.
People are definitely going to them. Royce went to them.
But
Joe
I still think.
Him. A lot of people are going to
but
him.
I still think M clears Royce and Joe Budden.
Maybe not Royce. Definitely.
I definitely think Royce. And I fuck with Royce. Royce can spit. Royce is one of the ones.
No.
Royce is, but M, and I'm sorry, M is one of them boys for a reason,
yeah.
bro. I know we like to get on M's head because he's white and he raps fast.
I don't think he's
amazing. I'm not saying he's. I don't get mad when somebody says he's top 5. You're not going to hear me say that.
Yeah.
You're not going to say he's in the top 10 for real, because I can name 5 more rappers that are
better.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But I won't get mad when somebody actually says M. You know what I'm saying? I can't get mad because I understand.
I don't understand.
He can spit. The man can spit.
If yeah.
He can spit. You gotta pay, so. And he can rhyme. It's the rhyme thing that gets a lot of motherfuckers too.
Yeah,
he can act his rhyme schemes. He can rhyme.
Yeah,
his
he does
ass
have
up.
Crazy rhymes because we don't be. Yeah. Okay. Whatever.
And I don't agree. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't want to be on. I don't want to be Captain Save and M.
You are Captain Save and M.
But plus, all right. First of all, you're not gonna get in my car and hear no Eminem. I'm sorry.
Never.
You're not gonna. I haven't listened to Eminem in years.
Like, I hope not.
Yeah. Closest probably Stan because that's a great track.
Yeah.
Stan is a great track. But outside of that, yeah.
Outside of that, he does end up realizing everything we just said and apologizes in a statement.
Yeah. On the night of the actual Jane.
Yeah, on the night of the actual, like, hippie. And that's the funny thing. Like, you did all that, got no traction, and pulled it off the air and said, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
So you ain't mean it. You just wanted some traction.
Yeah. But he had been talking shit about M for a minute.
Yeah, man. I guess, you know, some people just got their gripes. And they,
yeah, I don't know, man. Yeah. He's always old. Old head trying to get his shit off,
yeah,
one more
exactly.
time.
Yeah, I can't blame him. Shout out to Melly Mel. Man.
Yeah, legend. He's still a legend regardless. Yeah, he's still a legend regardless.
It was a great 50th anniversary of hip-hop, and that's all that really fucking matters. For
yeah.
real, for
now us. Let's get some actual good hip-hop music.
I don't think we're going to get that. I will tell you that. I don't think we're going to get that this year.
I don't think so either.
I don't think
we're going to get that. I think all the underground cats have taken a break this year.
I think everybody's taking a break because all the music is trash.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I look at it. All the music this year is not all of it, but most
not all
of
it.
Yeah, good.
You gotta dig through to find some good ones.
Man. So
this is all you. This is all you, baby.
Yeah. As a Sixers fan right now, I'm in total fucking hell.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly because Daryl Morey's running this team fucking terribly. We got James Harden at a kids' basketball camp in China where they hate Daryl Morey.
Indeed, a sponsor one too.
Saying, what do you say? I refuse to
play
in an organization with Daryl Morey. He's a liar. And then goes on to repeat the statement. Like, what the fuck? You just picked up your player option. So you could have been out this bitch if you didn't think you want to get what you wanted in the first place. So all this turmoil now has Joel Embiid taking Philadelphia out of his fucking location on Twitter and all that shit. And we know what type of person he is on the internet. Like,
yeah.
that means
he's like a real, like...
He's an internet savvy guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, the internet is his thing. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, he was one of the first NBA players to actually get a handle on the internet.
Yeah, yeah. Well, in the modern day, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
But to go back to the original point, right now, we don't have a fucking team. James Harden is going to make it difficult. He was out there riding a fucking moped, which is just haphazard and fuck you Sixers type thing to do. And now we might not have a happy center who was fucking happy when the GM was subbing him on a fucking burner account. He was still going out there and playing.
Mm-hmm.
And now we got fucking Harden out here throwing a fucking hissy fit about to try to push him himself out of fucking Philadelphia. And what the fuck, man? This process been... Don't trust the process.
The process has been over for a minute now. I think it's over.
There's no reason to trust the process.
No.
This has been, and I've been thinking of this recently, I would much rather be like an Indiana Pacers level team than be one of these teams that has like high hopes every season just for somebody. It was Doc Rivers.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's Daryl Morey and fucking James. Get everybody out. Just fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck it.
Just start over.
Yeah.
Just be the Rockets for a minute.
And see, you're a Harden fan, so how do you feel?
Oh my gosh. I'm not. All right. First of all, I'm a Rockets fan, number one. But it stemmed from me being a Rockets fan, stemmed from me being a James Harden fan. And it just fucking sucks because now, like, all the shit my uncle said all the years ago about Harden being a bitch, it just all makes sense. It all comes out now. Like,
yeah.
He really is acting like a bitch now. Like, okay, like, yeah, he feels like they promised him money and he deserved. No, bro, you have not been playing up to the aptitude.
You really think, like, even if they had a backyard handshake saying you won't get this much, you think when you totally shit the bed in the finals, you're going to get that money?
Exactly. Like, that doesn't make sense. And the thing about it is, I'm not a basketball IQ. I'm not a basketball guru. I'm not even a basketball, like, pro-knowledge person. I'm a casual. But I know work. I know jobs. Jobs aren't going to pay you more money if you can't perform for more money. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You don't get a raise for doing what everybody else is doing. You get a raise
doing less than everybody
exactly.
else is doing.
Exactly. And you're the number two. You're not the number one.
Yeah.
You're not the number three. You're not coming off the bench. You're the number two. You're the reason why Embiid is happy.
Yeah, exactly.
Embiid literally carries the whole season just so you can be rested up to play in the playoffs.
And didn't do shit.
You don't perform. You haven't performed well in the playoffs since you was on the Rockets.
Since he was on the fucking Thunder, for real. All
right, hold up now.
He made a Western Conference final and got smacked.
Well, that's because Chris Paul was fucking injured. And we were still going up against motherfucking Steph.
Y'all missed 33 threes.
Well, that's because Mike D'Antoni had us on just running and gunning.
Because he was
James Harden was running the show.
That's what I'm saying, and that's what's fucked up. James Harden is the ultimate diva. I feel like a lot of people want to give it to Durant, but at least Durant got to places a little bit more quietly. Like, this man is literally going out trying to embarrass the organization in order to get himself out.
Mm-hmm.
Dame wants the fuck out of Portland, but he's not making that.
He's still trying. And I still don't know if that's going to happen yet.
Man, give us Portland. Give us Dame.
Y'all not kidding.
Because James Harden don't want to go to Portland. Dame might settle for Philadelphia.
He knows he can win.
It's not Miami. He can win a
trip there. He can definitely win a trip there. Oh, my gosh. Him,
you know
Maxie.
What I'm saying? It's not Miami. Yeah. Still got to pay state tax and all that jazz. Yeah. But.
That's
you still get a chance with a young big man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And a young shooter and Tyrese Maxey.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know about Tobias Harris. I don't.
You want him gone? Send him with Harden. Where the fuck you want to go?
PJ Tucker going wherever Harden going.
Yeah.
They're a package deal at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Like he kind of made that explicit on the Instagram.
PJ Tucker don't care. He got a ring. So don't matter.
If he don't give a fuck.
He got a ring.
I wouldn't give a fuck if I was PJ Tucker either.
I got all the shoes I want and a
ring. I'm
going out. Yeah.
But,
and I'm fucking up niggas' parlays on a regular.
Don't even get me started. That's why I don't gamble, man. PJ Tucker, why I don't gamble.
But, I'll never forget that night.
Honestly, you think Harden's going to end up coming in a season with us? I don't think so.
How else would he not?
We trying to trade soon.
I'm gonna say that's the only way. Like that's the only way it would happen. But
we need a superstar.
But now, now it's like, who wants Harden?
Nobody.
Yeah,
that's why
he is the NBA's Antonio Brown right now.
Portland is our best trade chance, in my opinion. Portland is honestly our best trade chance.
What do they don't want to put up with him? They can't have a star to actually bring in tickets.
What do you mean?
I'm talking
James
about
Harden bringing tickets.
He's gonna bring in tickets, but now it's like now people are like, is he gonna play? Like, how is he gonna play?
Nobody gives a fuck. They go, I don't know.
You know what I mean?
He'll play. He still wants the money, cause this is a contract year for him still, cause this is a player option year.
Do they got good clubs in Portland? That's the real question. What are the strip laws in Portland?
I ain't never been to Oregon. You're right.
Yeah, those are questions for James Harden. He doesn't care about.
Well, he hated Philadelphia, so.
I wouldn't want to go to strip clubs in Philadelphia.
Fair enough.
Shit.
Point taken.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't know. All I got to say is this sucks being a Sixers fan. The pain never ends. And this is just life for us.
Yeah.
This is just life for us.
Oh, my Lord. It's like, oh, my gosh. But and it's almost crazy because I almost feel a little more bad for y'all as a city because y'all are close a lot of the fucking times.
Well, yeah, we are.
And y'all lose. Well, I mean, y'all won once. I can't take it away.
We won more than once.
No, I'm talking about in sense of me and you being.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? A series?
No, I'm talking about like a championship or some shit.
Oh,
like
yeah,
that.
We won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'll give y'all that, of course.
We went to every fucking championship game last year except for basketball and won.
Exactly.
Our series, or lost. Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
My bad.
Had to remind you about that part.
Yeah, but, fuck you.
But yeah, I guess as a Cowboys fan or a Houston Rockets fan, your hopes aren't but so high.
Yeah, you fuck.
Yeah.
Y'all fucked this year's Cowboys-wise.
Hmm.
Cowboys, I don't think y'all going to do too much.
We'll see.
I don't think y'all going to do too much at all, because who y'all really got? I mean, y'all did get Zach Martin back.
We got Zach Martin back. Oh, we did? I didn't see that news. That's good. That's really good, because I was about to be very scared if we did not get. They said Micah's looking crazy.
Is he looking as crazy as Michael Orr was looking in high school?
I like how you try to swing that in there real quick. I almost looked crazy in high school.
Bruh, have you? All right. If you haven't been keeping up with the situation,
it just happened yesterday.
But more is developed today. Michael Orr, the subject of the hit movie Oscar, it won an Oscar, didn't it?
I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, Sandra Bullock won an Oscar for that movie.
Acted her ass off.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, The Blind Side.
Blind Side, yeah.
He is alleging now that the family never officially adopted him. And what they did was made him sign a conservatorship when he was 18. And that's how they parlayed the deal to get the movie. He didn't get no money over that, right?
Nope. So none of the royalties or nothing.
He starts a petition saying, like, hey, yo, what the fuck? Apparently, he didn't even know he wasn't adopted until this year.
Mm-hmm.
So he starts a petition saying, hey, yo, bring attention to this. And the family counters with, he tried to shake him down for 15 mil before he started this petition. I got a lot of fucking questions in this situation. Let me get your outlook, and then I'm going to ask my questions.
I didn't know about the 15 mil part till just
now. Yeah.
That shit's fucking crazy. I mean, no, it's not. No, it's not. He pulled the OJ. He pulled the OJ. Reverse OJ.
The one where he tried to get his merchandise
back?
Yeah,
he tried to reverse OJ.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, that shit was fucked up, man. How the fuck you gonna make that boy sign a conservatorship? It's almost how white people trying to get over again, man. White people doing too much.
Why? How?
Well, because if it's true, if it is allegedly true, they're not denying it. They're just saying he tried to shake him down for some money.
Yeah.
So obviously he was needing some money, and he knew about something.
Uh huh.
So I feel like that the conservative part, them coercing him to sign that's true. For me, that's how I see it.
Coercing him to sign it.
That's how I see it. Or getting him to sign
it. When he was 18.
But that's the thing. How is he saying he was adopted? When would he be adopted?
Okay, one, when the movie came out, nobody fact-checked the actual adoption is my first question.
Somebody had to.
No, they didn't, obviously. Mm. Two, if you knew, I don't know.
Because I thought he was a kid.
He was already playing football. The movie's not accurate. He was already playing football. Okay. Was going to go to college. They pretty much signed him but made him do the conservatorship type shit so that they could take advantage of him.
Yeah. Damn. I know that part. Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
But my question is, if you saw the movie and you thought that they made you look slow and all this jazz, where were the questions then?
He was getting fame. He was getting the fame of that movie. He wasn't living in the moment.
But he wasn't.
He wasn't asking questions because he thought it was just Hollywood doing what Hollywood does. Sprucing up a movie.
Fluffing up a movie.
They have to fluff up a movie. They have to make it worth looking for.
But in real life, how do you know you're not adopted?
How do you not know you're not adopted?
Like, you've never seen the adoption papers?
But you got to think. If you're adopted, you're just thinking the fact that I'm adopted.
Bro, adoption papers are the biggest part of being adopted.
Well, I know that, but the kid doesn't care. He just knows he's adopted. He knows he gets to leave and go with that family and live with that family.
So he's as slow as the movie made him seem.
I don't know. Have you ever been adopted?
No, but I just know that I'm not going to take it for somebody.
I don't know.
He didn't come when from an adoption agency. You have to go to the, like, come on.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
I'm saying they're dead wrong. I know they're dead wrong. Yeah, that's understandable. That goes without saying.
Why is it taking 10 years since this movie, more than 10 years since the movie came out for him? Because
he ain't got no money. That's the only reason. Because he's probably wondering, now the strike shit is happening too. He's not getting he's probably never have or gotten any.
No, he never got any money off that movie.
Exactly.
So when he never got any money off the movie, why didn't he think anything was fishy?
He still probably had his football money.
Bro, there's no fucking way. Then he is that stupid.
That's not my problem.
That's what I'm saying. Like, hey, he definitely got taken advantage of. But if he was out there saying he's not stupid and he's not, I don't know.
He may need some better lawyers. Maybe he had a lot of people around him that weren't good for him in the first place. Because you got to think, he probably wasn't even looking. You got to think, some people aren't looking for the money all the time. They understand.
It's not about the money. It's about the truth. It's about the principle of the fact.
That is true, too.
Like, y'all making all this money out of making me look super slow. And, I never fucking was good at football before I met y'all. That's beyond Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
They're out here winning Oscars, and y'all are making millions of dollars from this movie. I'm not making anything, and I'm the subject of the movie. Well, you've got to be. Come on.
Mm-hmm. It's like you said. It's got a lot of questions to it.
How the fuck?
It's really how the fuck.
There is no way past the year 1970, maybe even earlier, that you're going to make a movie about somebody and they're not going to make, or their estate's not going to make money off of it, unless it's like you're a public figure. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they say it had them in a conservatorship, so they had all access to all that shit.
But that's what I'm saying.
How the fuck did he get into it? I don't. They tricked him. I don't know. I don't know, mister. I don't know how you would trick somebody. In every situation he was really in. Whatever situation he was really in, into signing the paper like that. I don't know what kind of words you would have to coerce. You have to be an evil motherfucker, of course.
To do it, yeah. Because
you automatically see there's something in this child
that
can take him to the next level. Yeah. You know what I mean? So you're just trying to get your hand Explode in the pot it. First. You know what I mean? So that's fucked up in and of itself.
Yeah.
But you have to be an evil, vindictive motherfucker to figure to move a child into doing some a young adult.
Yeah.
Because you got to think, if he was below the age of 21 and 25,
He's still stupid.
His brain still wasn't fully developed.
That's what I'm saying. Kids are stupid.
I guess so, mister.
I was stupid at 18.
We all were stupid at 18. That's what I'm saying. But there's still some stupid motherfuckers that can go to an Ivy League college. So I wouldn't say
being stupid and dumb are two different things.
I never thought to look up the definition for either one to find out the difference. I just know if you're a dumb motherfucker, you're doing stupid shit. If you're dumb, you're probably doing some
smart
stupid
motherfuckers
stuff.
Do stupid shit. Mm-hmm. That's when no street smarts.
They always do dumb shit too. They can always do some dumb shit.
All right, so back to the actual subject.
Yeah, I don't fucking know, man. I think it was some evil McDid motherfuckers to do that shit too.
And he wasn't.
And it was nobody else to block it.
Yeah, that's true.
There was nobody else to block it.
I guess I'm viewing it from an unempathetic point because I couldn't see it happening to me.
Yeah.
Because I would know, block, if I'm getting adopted. Well,
that's your problem with Elijah. You don't try to look at it if it couldn't happen to you. You think about it if it's from Mr. Mind. You got to look at it from a child's mind.
I'm still need to see some of it. 18-year-olds, I'm going to need to still see some of it. Because how do you...
You tell them what you can do for them.
But see, that's when
you tell them what you can do for them right now.
When you're a booster for all these programs and all that shit.
It's like a pimp, mister. It's like a fucking pimp. You tell them what you can do for them right now. You tell them what the fuck you can do for them right now. Man. They're not worried about what happens 15 years. They make a fuck if Sandra Bullock is playing this motherfucking movie.
Yeah.
They're talking about
what's the ending of this? Honestly.
No, a settlement.
Yeah, he deserves money.
A settlement, and I don't know if that conservatorship's over.
No, it definitely is over. There's no way it's not. You know, I'm just guessing. There's no way it's not.
Britney Spears' thing just got ended like 2 years
ago. Yeah, but that was a lot more public and then, honestly, a lot more necessary. There was a difference between hers and his.
Yeah, it was.
His was what people thought hers was. His was what people thought hers was. Like somebody just getting taken advantage of.
Well, wasn't she getting taken advantage of too?
No. No, she probably honestly needed.
Oh, well, in retrospect.
Like, once we see
In retrospect. Yeah. In retrospect. But, hey, we don't know. Yeah. At least she's off of it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Good for her. Yeah. Man, what else has been going? Let's
Trump
see.
Got indicted again.
Motherfucking again. Yeah. Oh, and this
Fulton County is on a roll.
Oh, my God, bro. Atlanta is dot. Capital of the criminal hotbed, capital of the world right now, both for fucking federal crimes and state crimes. Godly,
Musicians to politicians.
Bruh, I've never seen two RICOs on two opposite sides of the spectrum get tried in the same court. I've never seen two RICOs get tried in the same court.
After one was just low-key trying to defend the RICO case that was going.
Bonnie Williams is trying to boost her political career.
She's trying to become like a senator. And yeah. She's trying to be next president.
Because right now,
years.
She's still trying all the members of YSL and their RICO. And it was recently announced Donald Trump and Rudy Giuliani, along with 18 others, are going to be facing indictments. It's 44 plus charges, all related to trying to overturn the election.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to make him take a mugshot.
Yeah,
mugshot is going to melt the internet on both sides. It's that mugshot is going to be the next free Boosie and the next trophy.
And it's going to be on Times Magazine.
It might be.
It's definitely going to
That'll be.
It's
going to be the
first
It's
going to be on Times Magazine. What are you talking? This is going to be Times. It's going to be the hottest Times Magazine in the past 50 years.
This is not even the first indictment Trump is facing right now. We all know that.
But we talked about how big and how crucial a mugshot of a former president
is.
Yeah,
and we're finally going to get it.
I'm not too fond about that. Like I said, it makes a
We're going to get the guy who fucking masterminded the creation of RICO to bring down mobs as somebody who's about to get RICO.
Oh, damn, that's Manny Giuliani. Damn.
You know what I'm saying? So this is if anything, I am fond of that because it shows the American justice system is full circle and not discriminate, even though we know that's not true. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I do enjoy that fact. But at this point, with this being not even the, like, the Trump has so many concurrent indictments right now and trying to run for president, it's almost laughable that it's even possible for him to still be running. Like, they have until the 25th to turn themselves in.
This next week?
Yeah.
Next Friday.
Yep. And then we'll have a guy with a mugshot
running for president. Or a former president on the run.
We'll have a thug. Oh, we'll either have a thug on the run or a thug with a mugshot running for president.
Damn.
Greasy gang member friends.
And then if that's the case, the American dream is possible for anybody.
Yep.
If that is the case, because you know he's not going to actually do any jail time.
You don't think so?
No.
You don't think Fani really going to hit him over the head? Like I said, she's trying to progress her political career by making big moves. You don't think
they're letting him get a mugshot? They're not going to let him throw in jail.
Why not?
I don't think so.
Trial by jury. This is one that, like, Georgia's one of the only
now
states
you guys think
that state charges can't be just wiped out.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool and all. That's cool and all. But power is still a motherfucker, too.
What power does he have?
I don't know. We don't know.
Rudy Giuliani was his power, and he's been called on. He has something against him right now for sexual assault.
Yeah.
So it's not. There's no power there.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
This is like when you turn on the lights and the roaches start scrambling.
Yeah.
Where do they go? They have nowhere to go now.
But you never kill them all, do you?
I mean, you will now. You might not kill them all, but you probably kill the biggest ones, especially in this one.
I don't know. You kill the slowest one.
Which is Trump.
Mm-hmm. We'll find out. I'm fairly interested.
No way. Have you ever seen a president face any, well, except for when he's been impeached. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's facing real criminal charges right now.
Yeah.
This is not.
I know these aren't no trumped up charges. Ha ha. But I just think I'm going to just sit back. I don't know any speculations.
When the guy who created RICO is getting RICO'd, you know something's crazy.
It is. But I don't know how it's going to turn out because, you know, America's America at the end of the day. America.
They're not trying this in federal court. I don't like that's, you know what I'm saying? This is not in federal court. If it was in federal court, you would have a point, but this is not federal court.
What's the state?
The same people who he was trying to help are the same people he was trying to get help from are the same people that are putting them out back. And those are the only people that can have influence. Oh, this is not a federal case. It's a state case.
Might be fucked. It's fucked. I just don't know about no jail time.
You really think a black
prosecutor
is not going to
She would try to. But I don't think. I just don't think. I just can't see I just cannot see, in my mind, a former president. Maybe a mayor, of course. Mayor, of course.
Yeah,
mayor. But a former U.S. president.
They arrested Marion Barry on
fucking surveillance crack. You were smoking crack. So
the
I ain't tripping.
Set me up.
I ain't tripping on that. Have you ever heard his deposition?
That shit is
hilarious, bro. That shit is fucking hilarious.
I haven't seen the fucking surveillance. The bitch set me up.
That shit is hilarious.
So we going back
he
to
said
it
won't even
call.
It won't even crack.
Dog, you remember the mayor of Toronto, Rob Ford, when he got smoking crack with the
Oh, no, I didn't know about that. I don't live in Canada, so I didn't know that.
Yeah. He got caught smoking crack with a hooker a few years back, too.
Damn. Robert Kraft got caught in the press.
I mean,
I know.
He was getting jacked off. Ain't nothing wrong with that. He was just getting jacked off.
He was getting jacked off.
He was just getting jacked off.
But, all truth be told, I don't think a U.S. president is going to do jail time. He's going to do an extended amount of house arrest, of course. If anything, he's going to do the biggest time of house arrest that they could give him.
Tampering with, that's fucking damn near treason.
You might as well just lock that motherfucker down.
That's what I'm saying. No, bro.
It's treason. But he's been caught on treason before.
He hasn't been indicted.
I know he's been indicted.
That's what I'm saying. He's facing this shit back to back. If you beat the duck, ain't no way. That's the thing.
So what if he does beat it? What does that mean? Even though there's a high probability he's not, what if he does beat it?
If he does beat it, he's going to win presidency again.
What if he goaded? In the criminal world?
Nah.
A federal case and a state case?
No, I don't think that. Cause
it's improbable. It's improbable. I said goaded in the criminal way. I didn't say goaded in the right way.
That's still a bad way to put it. He's definitely, the fame amongst his followers is going to grow.
Yeah.
And people are going to, the cult is going to grow bigger if he does win. And see, he won't because, see, all the people from January 6th are getting locked up.
They are. Or getting big-ass fines,
too. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I just don't see them letting him escape. But then again, like you said, we live in America. What else is there?
I know.
What else is there? What is not?
What is not possible in America?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
What's impossible?
Yeah, exactly. This could be a whole big-ass House of Cards episode.
Yeah. Well, hold on. With the touching the boys backstage or no?
Hey, he beat those charges, too. I seen that the other week. He beat them charges. I mean, it doesn't make the show even better since the shit ended. The shit ended terribly.
I never watched it.
Oh, the first two seasons are fucking good. There's some of the best Netflix originals right there. First two seasons. Goddamn.
Got anything else you want to talk about this week?
Nope.
Shit, me either, man.
I'm sorry to give you some better. Oh, we got some vlog footage coming.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Going to see Scare. We're going to go scare some hoes tomorrow.
He is. I'm not. I'm gonna go caress him afterwards.
That's weird.
Caress him. I'm gonna go have a shoulder for them to cry on afterwards. There we go. That's what I'm gonna say. After he scares them.
Soul.
Thank you. You're just coming. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. So you never mind. We're gonna be at a concert.
We're gonna be
tomorrow.
Scaring the hoes. He's gonna be scaring the hoes. I'm gonna be consoling him.
Can't wait to see Danny Brown and JPEG Mafia. JPEG that's gonna be a really fucking good
lit.
Show.
It's gonna be lit.
Yeah. That's all we got for this week.
That is all we got for this week.
Hey, it's your boy, Mr. AKA Superhawk 357, best known as Prince Godbody.
And it's the God King Hoopla.
And we are out. If I can find my mouse, we are out.